epic failure. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle demanding answers. On NBC's Meet the Press, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts criticizing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's handling of banking regulations.
Then Jerome Powell just took a flamethrower to the regulations, weakened dozens of the regulations.
On Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donald says he's hoping banks won't be bailed out.
The last thing we need are more just rampant bank bailouts, which are only going to paper over the issues in our economy.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says assuring depositors that they will have access to their funds is not a bailout. President Biden vows to hold Silicon Valley Bank fully accountable for their actions. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy criticizing Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for his hypocrisy in the wake of a possible indictment of former President Trump.
He spent his whole time as a DA lowering felonies not to prosecute him. I think Republicans and Democrats alike hate this type of justice.
The House Speaker at a House Republican summit in Florida Sunday. The DA's office investigating whether the former president broke campaign finance laws to give hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un calling for his country's military to be prepared to launch a nuclear attack on the U.S. and South Korea. The country saying its ballistic missile launch over the weekend was a practice attack against South Korea. State media claiming the military has over 1.4 million North Koreans volunteering to join them or reenlist. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Investigators are looking into whether the Murdoch family was involved in another potential murder case. Fox's Jonathan Sari has the latest.
Friends and relatives of Stephen Smith have raised more than three times the money they were seeking to commission an independent autopsy. Stephen Smith, who was 19 at the time of his death, was openly gay and had been a high school classmate of Murdoch's older son, Buster. Stephen's body was found on July 8, 2015, near the Murdoch family's Moselle hunting estate, where Buster's mother, Maggie, and brother Paul were fatally shot 6 years later. State investigators say information discovered during the Murdaugh investigation led them to reopen the Smith case, which they had initially determined was a hit-and-run accident.
Disgraced lawyer Alec Murdaugh was convicted back on March 2nd of killing his wife and son. Authorities investigating the drowning deaths of 18-month-old twin toddlers in Oklahoma City. Fox's Ted Linder with the story.
The toddlers, a boy and a girl, were found in the family pool unconscious by their mother. A relative told the Daily Mail that the mother's grandmother, who has Alzheimer's, left the back door open, and the twins apparently slipped out of the house and into the pool. They were pronounced dead about 2 hours after being pulled out. Police are investigating the deaths but don't believe there was any foul play. A GoFundMe has been set up to help the family with expenses.
Talk about having luck on your side.
How lucky can you get? Well, for Ben Baker of Covington, Virginia, very lucky. He won the state lottery, not once, but twice. And he did it in the very same drawing. Baker is now $300,000 richer. He bought 10 Powerball tickets on March 4th, and two of them matched four of the winning numbers, plus the Powerball numbers. So how lucky was he? Baker says, I was really lucky. Experts say you've got a better chance of being struck by lightning. The big winner says he'll save some of that money and use the rest on home improvements.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.